This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What happened with you at this? I want to know what you were looking for that was so specific, because you wouldn't tell us this yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so on Friday, being last minute Allie, which is how I roll, I work hard in the moment of stress, okay?
Yeah.
So I wanted to decided that I was going to get Pottery Guy an ice fishing cake. And let me just tell you how this is so classic with women and just people in 2020. Yes.
An ice fishing cake?
Any kind of cake with some little ice fishing guys on it.
Okay, okay.
So I Google tons of ice fishing ideas. You can put little Lego guys, make them fishing. It's just like props on a cake. Like, you know, a wedding cake has to a bride and a groom.
Yes.
You can have like little fishermen.
Do you have to drill a hole in the cake for like represent the ice?
You could.
Oh.
So I decided.
Going down the middle.
Smart.
I'm going to make a cake. And this is how funny it gets, because it starts at me making a cake. I'm going to make the cake.
You baking? It's not going to happen.
It didn't. Trust me.
Okay, good.
But I'll get to that in a minute.
Good.
So I'm going to make a cake. I used to bake all the time, okay? I'm going to make a cake. And then, after I make this cake, I'm going to decorate it with these little ice fishermen that I'm going to find somewhere, because it's Wisconsin, damn it.
I'm going to find somewhere.
Because it's Wisconsin,
somewhere.
Damn it.
Totally.
And somebody's got to play ice fishermen in this joint.
Okay.
Well, Walmart and Target, you got to order to get these little men that look like little ice fishermen to throw on a cake. They're like $10.
Yeah, you got to pre-order that stuff. You can't just go last minute for this.
Well, I
mean,
I didn't know that. So I thank you.
Thank
you, Gibbons, because I went to a fishing store.
Uh-huh.
I went over to Sherper's over here by the radio station. I walked in. I said, I'm looking for something weird. I need a little ice fisherman guy for the top of a cake. You got it or not? And she's like, no, you could put some cool lures on it. I go, what the hell's a lure? I don't even know what I'm doing here. And she goes, well, why don't you try Menards? I've seen Menards have stuff like that. And I went, okay, thank you so much. And then I went, is that a thing to like send somebody to a store that sells the same stuff as you? So I went to Menards, looked everywhere, toy section, fishing section, nothing. They're like, you should go. Where did they send me to? They said, oh, you should go to Target. And I'm like, why is everyone sending me to other stores? And I said, I've already been to Target. And I said, I'm not going to Cabela's. I could go to Bayshore, to Uncle Dan's. I'm not going to every ice fishing place just to find a stupid little figurine, okay? I'm just not. So it turned into no bake cake, no fishing dudes, and a cookie from Walmart this big that I put a candle in and nothing more, because I never found the ice fisherman. But my question was, is it weird for businesses to recommend you go to another business just like themselves? As much as I love it, it makes me cringe.
I got sent on a goose chase once to three different stores for a blue candle. I was looking for specifically a blue candle.
See, something stupid like that.
Yes, because I needed it for a suicide prevention thing we were doing. I needed a blue candle. So
just
I went to Walgreens, no blue candle.
Uh-huh.
I talked to them and they said, you could try the Hallmark store. Hallmark store? Go to the Hallmark store, no blue candles. Well, you could try Joann Fabrics. Joann Fabrics
didn't have
a blue candle.
They
had every other color, but the blue one was out.
Stop.
The blue one was out, and they go, I don't know what happened. We usually have blue candles like that.
Everybody's making a suicide prevention cake.
Everybody was, which is good for them.
It's great for them.
So then they sent me to Target, and I was like, why? What's this goose chase?
Little Harv had a blue birthday, and his mom, Cindy, down the way, got too many blue candles, but I digress. But anyway.
Some bitch
has a blue wedding color.
No, but I thought the same thing. I was like, I just keep getting sent to all these different places. I think the employee in the moment is like, where would I go next? Where would I possibly go?
Because it's super nice because they're being so helpful. But then this part of my gut goes, is it good business to send people to your competitor?
Teamwork, bro.
Is that bringing your karma back?
I think if you were rude about it, you would never go back to that place. But since they're helpful, like I would go back to the Hallmark store or Joann Fabrics because they were all nice in the moment and they offered a solution instead of, well, we don't have it. Sorry about you. I'm like, screw this place. I'm not going there anymore.
Totally.
They're not even going to offer to help or like check in the back even. No. They offered a solution rather than contributing to the problem. So
I would go back there. Okay, so you say it's cool when businesses recommend other businesses. It's like good karma juju. Well, I think it's funny that I was that ambitious.
And what the...
Okay, I was going to make a cake with the dudes on it at 10 a.m. By 9 p.m., I had a cookie from Walmart with nothing but a cake. I didn't even write his name on it.
Hashtag world's okayest girlfriend.
That's right.
I have a new title.
Yes.
It was world's okayest mom.
World's okayest everything. That's great.
That's amazing. I love this.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.